the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back in the zone, live from the Broyles Award. Justin Akery, Pat Bradley, joined now by Bob Diaco, the defensive coordinator at the University of Notre Dame, a guy that I was fortunate enough to watch in college. Unfortunately, his team was beating the team I was rooting for. I will say this, Coach, and I got a lot of heat from my buddies growing up. He went to the University of Iowa, for those of you who are just catching on. I rooted for Iowa when they weren't playing the Cyclones. And most of my buddies hated me because I was rooting for you guys back in the day. But obviously you've landed in a great place right now at Notre Dame. So congratulations on a great season. And
thank you. Thank you very
much. Are you rooting for them today?
That's the question.
We are rooting. Come on, we got a potential Broyles Award winner over here.
Well, I grew up Catholic in Des Moines, and everybody rooted for Notre Dame. I was not a huge Notre Dame fan at the time, but I guess I wouldn't say that I am exactly today. But
you had a double whammy.
Yeah,
everybody was either rooting for Notre Dame then or the Hawkeyes.
That's it.
No offense.
That's
to
exactly
the
right
out there.
That's true. Exactly right.
You know that growing up, Notre Dame was America's team, and it is now. I think anybody that is get the love back for ND because of this magical season.
Yeah, during my time for sure, that was the case. Notre Dame had a fantastic team. Coach Holtz was the head football coach at that time, and now Penn State had a fantastic team too during my time.
Yeah.
Italian American kid growing up in northern New Jersey, every deli and pizzeria you went into had Coach Paterno's face on the on the wall, so it was easy to root for Coach Paterno, but it was also very easy to root for Notre Dame. At the time, too, they had incredible linebackers at Notre Dame.
Oh yeah,
Bolkar, Stonebreaker. And they were just awesome. So you could easily rally around those names, too.
My question is going to be, who's going to be entered and honored into more Italian-American clubs around the country, you or Joe Paterno?
Oh, gosh.
Because he's going to be, in every single one, every little small town. We have him even back where I'm from. You know, Joe Paterno is honored into the Italian-American club of Everett, Mass.
Right, no doubt. And I don't speak on the tragedy that happened at that university, which it really is, and it's sad for all parties involved. But Coach Paterno was a spectacular figure in college football. As far as I'm concerned, he was always good to me. He always took time for me, and it was always an educational experience talking to him. So
how did Hayden Fry get you out of New Jersey to Iowa then?
That's it. Very interesting. It was time for me to go. My father gave me my duffel bag at the Newark airport and said, don't ever come back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What were your options?
Oh, yeah. In a loving, in the most loving and endearing way.
I don't know if you guys caught on the right terms. I'm sorry. I didn't know if that was a dark family secret. I mean, okay.
No. He did it the right way, hard driving guy that made it clear that, hey, you go out there and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do anything other than that, you'll be considered a failure. So, But the University of Iowa at the time had a large group of Northeast players that were at the school. Literally, there was probably 15 to 20 guys that were on the team from that area. You know, the Harmon boys, Tony Stewart, Devlin, Ferroni, Dana Hughes, some really high level performers were on the team even during my time. They just had a real great pipeline there.
So how did you end up getting connected with Coach Kelly and talk about your trip to Notre Dame, I guess, from your playing days to where you are today?
You're right. Coach Kelly, I had an opportunity. I've worked at most of the directional Michigan schools. I haven't had the luxury and awesome opportunity to work at Northern Michigan. Not that. I'm sure it's an awesome place.
Central, you been?
I've been to Central.
Okay.
I've been to
Western.
Eastern. I've been to Western.
Okay,
oh my
God, Coach. That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Thank God they're in the Southern Michigan. You may be hung up still.
No doubt. Well, if I had a choice between Southern and Northern, I'm not much for scraping ice and shoveling snow. Yeah. So.
I think they do that in both parts, Northern and Southern Michigan.
No doubt. But the Coach Kelly had an opportunity at Central Michigan at the time. He interviewed me a few times for the defensive coordinator job there, which I got. And I just had such a fantastic experience with Coach Kelly. He's the very best head football coach in the country, in particular for me to work for. It's a great blend. And then I went to the University of Virginia, and then he had another opportunity at Cincinnati. As soon as he extended that opportunity to me, I jumped at it to get back with him.
He seems such like a tough guy. There's one thing we talked about early in the season. I couldn't imagine of two more physical teams than Notre Dame and Alabama. And I know you guys had to kind of inject that physical toughness, the mentality to the approach of what you guys do. right when you guys got there and sort of changed the culture possibly?
Well, you know what's awesome is I can tell in the inflection in your voice that you've got a particular affinity for Brian Kelly, a hockey player from Boston.
He's from Everett, Mass, Coach. That's where I grew up. Come on. I think he was born at
That's awesome.
At Malden Hospital, probably.
You can't grow up in that area, blue collar, hard driving guy, and not be tough and grounded. It's virtually impossible.
Coach, let me tell you something. He's just mad because now he's moved one more spot down on the list of famous Everett Mass natives. That's what he's out about. He was open Coach Kelly at State Cincinnati. You know,
Ellen Pompeo, Gray's Anatomy.
That's right.
That's
Brian
funny.
Kelly.
No, he loves you know, that whole piece and that whole region of the country, and he's just done a great job.
Do we have to, Coach? He's got to go.
Oh
no,
Coach, we're having such a great conversation.
I know. Give us real quick a pitch for your if you were making a pitch, and you know, I noticed too. I was looking through.